I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. ISIS is springing to action in Pakistan. Before and after bombing a Shiite mosque, the Islamic State handed out hundreds of notices. National pastors shared a copy of one with Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen.
You must embrace Islam or be ready to be killed. That is the message that is going out in Pakistan in recent hours from ISIS.
Christians from Johannabad, a community attacked by Al-Qaeda last Sunday, are already on the run. 80% of the city's population's left. Pray for FMI-supported pastors as they share the hope of Christ with people who have stayed behind. Meanwhile, in a remote village in Burma, people are busy surviving. They don't have time for the gospel. But recently, villagers put their work aside for 3 days to listen to a missionary with something important to say. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, says for villagers to stop and listen is rare. Now that they're responding, they're facing persecution. Christian Aid Mission's asking you to pray. And there's no such thing as a coincidence. Just ask the Bibles for China team flying out today. One of their team members had a chance meeting on a plane. President Wendell Rovenstein calls it a God-ordained opportunity.
Here is a total stranger meets another total stranger. They become friends. One is a supporter of the ministry who's never had an opportunity to go to China, telling this gentleman about that the opportunity exists. The gentleman that's going with us to China says he can't wait to come back and share with his friend he was flying with what he observes and sees.
$5 provides a Bible in rural China. Get connected at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.